From a young age, Fiona Goodwin wanted to serve others. 25 years ago, when she was deep in a teenage existential crisis, she became a born-again Christian. She moved from her London home to a convent in Italy, nestled between towering Alps and a glittering lake. She was on the path to become a nun.
There's something very seductive about being a nun. You are literally saying, I'm not bothered about possessions, I'm not bothered about a relationship. All I care about is being of service. I didn't think life was about being happy, it was about helping.
Before she took her vows to become a full-fledged nun, she returned to London to tell her family. Her stepfather called it intellectual suicide. Her mother worried for her livelihood. Fiona hesitated. She never got on the train back to Italy.
I sort of had an epiphany on the way to Victoria Railway Station in London. I suddenly got this really, really uncomfortable feeling that I wasn't doing the right thing. I sat down and did what all bad Christians do, which is flick your Bible open for advice. And the verse that I read, I interpreted as that I wasn't to go.
Proverb 4:27 reads, "Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil."
And I knew that going to that convent, it wasn't my path, and that I had to be in the real world.
The convent was also refuge from something else, Fiona's sexuality. Up to this point in her life, Fiona had dated men.
I had some attraction to women, and I think I wanted to get away from all of that.
She had been so sure a life of service was her calling. Sexuality, of whatever preference, was just not part of it. But now, Fiona felt lost. She hadn't even told the convent yet, as though she were keeping her options open. Then, one Saturday, Fiona set out to see an apartment in London. Swishing through the autumn leaves in Highgate Woods, Fiona saw a man, walking his Rottweiler, coming towards her.
He stopped in front of me, and I thought to have a chat. And he said to me, "If you don't have sex with me, I'm going to set my dog onto you." I was taken aback, but obviously, being English, I remained composed. And I looked at him, and I looked at the dog, and I said, I'll take the dog. And the next thing that went through my head was, I don't want this gentleman to be my first, not in the woods and not with the dog watching.
So she ran, with the dog right behind her. He leapt through the air. Fiona spun around, swinging her arm to fend him off and exposing the left side of her body. The dog sunk his teeth into her chest.
And I shouted out, "Jesus Christ," at the top of my voice. And the dog backed off. It was a miracle.
The man in the woods sent Fiona into a philosophical tailspin. It made her skeptical of her relationship with men. Finally, she realized it was time to leave the convent altogether. She phoned the Mother Superior.
She said, "Well, the devil doesn't want you to come either." I thought, ooh. I thought maybe the dog was the devil in the park, you know.
But Fiona had not abandoned her religion altogether. She joined a youth mime troupe to deliver a Christian message in Central America. Fiona played the part of Satan and spent months traveling from city to city dressed as him.
It was very slinky and tight-fitting black suit. I had to look beautiful and nasty at the same time.
In Honduras, Fiona fell in love with the woman playing the Virgin Mary.
We both knew that we were going to go to hell as a result. It was hard to wander around in my Satan suit, knowing that I would be, as Satan, going to hell.
Yet Fiona loved the drama of it all, toying with fire and brimstone. She loved that she had found a way to serve through performance. She loved being in front of a crowd, the center of attention. She was on her way to yet another turning point. In 2003, she came to study spiritual psychology at the University of Santa Monica.
I was in class on this course, and I remember just standing up. It shocked me as it came out of my mouth. I know what I want to do. I want to be a stand-up comedian.
Fiona Goodwin, I am English, and I really am clever.
Comedy fit her. It always had. Take, for example, the story of the dog in the woods. On stage, Fiona turned that trauma into gold.
So I went, "Jesus Christ!" The dog let go. Now, some of you, cynically, are thinking to yourselves, "Jesus Christ was the name of the dog."
Humor was her mechanism to understand all the pain and complexities of the world, and herself. Right before her decision to do stand-up, Fiona admitted to herself what she subconsciously knew. She's gay.
When I came out of the closet, it was as if all of me came out. My personality, my humor, and then I get this crazy, shocking idea that I could do stand-up comedy.
Life on stage, which she once considered self-indulgent and frivolous, was actually the greatest service she could offer the world.
Life is hard enough. I think taking time out to have a laugh is not optional. laughter heals people. And I had such a narrow idea about what being of service was. How can I make amends to the universe, to the world, for all the time that I have wasted not being me? And I guess the only thing I can do is to start being me.
Fiona's journey is about to take another unexpected turn. This month, her visa expires, and she must leave the U.S. or face deportation. Fiona is taking the opportunity to launch a world tour of comedy. She doesn't know where her next home is. For now, she says, she's a wanderer. For Annenberg Radio News, this is Sarah Golden.